Good morning, everyone. My name's Andrew, and on behalf of the church leadership team, I'd like to give you a really warm welcome to our service here today at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. Today's the first in our six-week series called Frontline Sundays, and I'm going to say a little bit more about that a little later in the service. But my prayer is that both today and over the next weeks that we'll be encouraged and challenged as we consider together life on the front line and what that means for each of us. But let's first of all spend some time in prayer and in praise. Let's be quiet for a moment and just reflect on God's goodness and God's faithfulness to each of us. I'm going to use some words from Lectio 365, and I'll say each line of the prayer, and I encourage you to repeat the line wherever you are right now. So let's pray together at the start of our service. As I enter prayer now, I pause to be still. To breathe slowly. And to recenter my scattered senses on the presence of God. Almighty God, we join together to worship you, knowing that you are here, concerned about each one of us, waiting to speak your word, ready to forgive, to bless, and to lead us. We come in faith, meet with us now. So now we bring you our songs and our reading of your word, our thinking and our listening, our praying and praising. We bring the fellowship that we share, the discipleship that we offer, the world we belong to, and the lives that you have given to us. We come in faith, meet with us now. Open our eyes and our hearts to your presence and teach us through all that we do today to be your children, to be your disciples, to be your church, to be your people. We come in faith, asking that you'll meet with us now. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generation. Praise the Lord.
Your music fills my soul. I rise up with the dawn, and I will sing to you. Awaken, awaken, awaken my soul, awaken my soul. Among all nations, I give you praise, and I will give thanks and sing for you. Awaken, awaken, awaken my soul, awaken my soul. Your unfailing love is higher than the skies. May your glory
I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name for ever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your work to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations.
Sovereign Lord, we praise you for who you are, the Almighty One, the All-Knowing One, the All-Present One. It is you and you alone who call all things into being and sustain them by your will and your power. As we look to the heavens, we are awestruck by their enormity and the wonder of what we see, the powers at work across the universe that you have made. Against such a backdrop, our planet is truly that pale blue dot. What is man that you're mindful of him? We praise you for the world that you have made. This earth, our home. You've provided for our every need. You've set us as stewards over your creation. And you have chosen to be faithful to us, even though we have not been faithful to you. You reveal yourself to us as Father, as Son, and as Holy Spirit. God in three persons, the God of love, the Holy One. Father, we pray for the peoples of this earth, that you would forgive us our reckless stewardship of our world's resources. We ask that you would guide the leaders of the nations, help them to see the bigger picture, and to work together to implement real change. We ask that each and every one of us would walk lightly, and in doing so, leave a wonderful inheritance for those who follow us. We pray for our nation, asking that you would enable those with responsibility to lead would do so wisely, especially in these difficult times. We give you thanks for all who work as servants of the many. We remember the NHS and other key workers. We thank you for the water at our taps and for our wastewater services, of which these are but a few. We pray for your church, your body, of which we are a part. We ask, Lord Jesus Christ, that you would continue to equip and enable us in these different days to do things in different ways. For we know that you are unchanged and that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is still the power of God for dealing with the unchanged condition of humanity. Help us, Lord, to show your love to all whom you place before us, and in all that we say, and in all that we do, and in all that we are, to proclaim Jesus as sovereign. Father, we name before you those we know who need a healing touch in their lives. We would think of Liz, of Kate, Esther, Alf, Tom. We think of Amy's mum, Deborah and her fiancé, and also Sarah Jane. We also pray for those of our fellowship and others known to us who are struggling at this time. May you be to them the God of all comfort. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to support and enable and envision CLT. Thank you for all that they have and continue to do. Lead us onward, Lord. May your kingdom come.
And now let us declare our unity in Christ as we say together, Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, its power and its glory, forever. Amen.
Amen.
rejoice to see you.
As I said earlier, today is the first in our six-week series called Frontline Sundays. This is a series which has been developed by the London Institute of Contemporary Christianity and has been used by a number of churches across the country, even during this time of lockdown. Today our speaker is Ken Benjamin from the London Institute, who is going to introduce the series for us and will consider what it means to be on the front line during these current times. Then over the next weeks, we'll consider that whoever we are, wherever we are, and whatever we do, we can make all the difference in the world for Christ. As a church leadership team, we really felt that even during this time of lockdown, we should still run this series. And we really do believe strongly that God's got something to say to each of us, both individually and as a church family together. So we ask that you be encouraged, that you be blessed, and that you be challenged. We're going to watch a short video clip now, and then I'll hand over to Ken for today's talk.
Over a month, around 6% of the UK gather together to worship Jesus.
It feels like we're too few to make a difference.
But the reality is, Monday to Saturday, God has us, scattered in the world, connecting to hundreds and thousands of people.
So wherever you are,
whoever you are,
whatever you do,
you can make all the difference in the world.
And on Sundays, when we gather together,
we strengthen and empower one another to be sent out again
for life on our front lines.
Hi everyone, I'm going to start with a reading, a very familiar reading to perhaps many of you. It's what's often called the Great Commission, right at the end of Matthew's Gospel. So Matthew 28 from verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. I'll say more about that in a little while, towards the end of the message mostly. But just to say straight away, it contains some things that your church and the church that I've been a part of, we all hold dear, to follow Jesus' teaching, to go into all the world, to baptize people in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit, to make disciples wherever we go. It's so good to be with you, Whitley Bay, even in this online way. I'm a long-standing friend of Andy and Andrea Foster. With my wife Sue, we were part of the same church for many years in South London. And even when Sue and I moved to the South Coast some 24, 25 years ago to become a minister of a church down here, our family, much of our family, still lived two or three doors down from Andy and Andrea, so we often saw them at various occasions. For the last 24 years, I've been a minister of a church down on the South Coast, as I say, don't hold that against me, Whitley Bay, called Chichester Baptist Church. And for the last year, I was president of the Baptist Union of Great Britain, or Baptist Together. Don't hold that against me either. In my time as president, and in my 24 years as a minister of a Baptist church, I've always tried to emphasise the values that you're looking at in this series, looking at Frontline Sundays in the weeks to come. I'm so pleased that you're looking at that. And I've been trying to emphasise the idea of people committing the whole of their lives to being disciples of Jesus, and for us to emphasise that in what we do in church, rather than just look at what we do in the church programme from a position of what we do at weekends and on a Sunday. In order to do that, I've ended up using the resources of the organisation that I now represent, LICC, who you're taking these resources from, and I've ended up now becoming their Director of Church Relationships. So delighted to be able to be doing that. If we're looking at something called Frontline Sundays, then we ought to define frontline, shouldn't we? Frontline is used a lot at the moment, that term, that word, isn't it? It's used in a lot of different ways in society, particularly in these COVID times. But it matters that we are a bit more precise about what we mean in this context. When we think of frontline here, we're thinking of the place in your week, the place in your world, but in any given time, let's say a week for now, where you spend most time with people who don't yet share your faith. Now, that could be a workplace. It could be family for some of you. It could be neighbours, particularly at the moment. It could be some interest group you follow, particularly when you're allowed to do that outside in different places, although it may be online, I suppose. It could be a leisure place. Right now, it might be the corner shop for many of you. We'll see a video today, and you'll see it again next week, and then different ones following the same characters in the videos. They're only short little clips, but I think they're really helpful in this COVID and then hopefully post-COVID season, because they follow four characters: a plumber, a granny looking after a grandchild, somebody who works in an office, in a city office, and somebody helping coach in a sport, in football. Male and female, all ages, a variety of different backgrounds, and that's great. The point is, they all still have front lines, and we all still have front lines. It's good to consider, I think, how some front lines have changed in this season, as we begin this Frontline Sunday series, but how we all still have front lines. I was reading a writer in one of the national newspapers describe this, how for some people it's been simply a case of working from home, not necessarily simply, but it's been a case of doing that. And for others, the changes have been incredibly dramatic. They say this: A gulf rapidly opened between those who complained about Zoom fatigue, laughing about dressing to impress above the waist while wearing leisure wear below, and those who had no such option, those whose places of work were shut and who suddenly feared for their livelihoods. The former saw no hit in their income. On the contrary, now that their outgoings were sharply reduced, their finances became plumper in the first half of 2020. UK household savings rose by 100 billion. For some in that category, lockdown meant baking sourdough bread, learning a language, or pausing to smell the roses. But for those on the other side of the working from home debate, especially those with jobs in retail or hospitality, contingent on actual places being open to actual people, lockdown meant waiting on furlough payments and government support, knowing that eventually the help would run out. It meant families living on top of each other, often in cramped flats that suddenly felt twice as small now that everyone was kept at home. It meant keeping children at home from spring to autumn, from climbing the walls. It's good to consider these characters that are in, just there as examples for us in this Frontline Sunday series in the video, and how it might have changed for them. Now, we don't know, of course, because they're made up characters. But the plumber, if you're a plumber, then not much has changed. We've had a plumber come to our house over New Year to repair something. They're wearing a mask. And so if you're a Christian in that environment, maybe rapport is a little bit harder, but maybe people are all the more grateful that you come. A granny looking after grandchildren. Now, that may have changed in a variety of ways, and it might not. The child's parents might now be the carers. The granny might now be talking to her grandchild and reading a story on Zoom. Or the parents may be key workers and the granny is part of the bubble and nothing much has changed. It's good to consider how front lines have changed for older people in lockdown. For some, it's been quite dramatic. The office worker in those examples, depending on their work, probably is working from home. Certainly many are, and many have found that that change has brought some benefits as well as some disadvantages, and many big companies are reconsidering the proportion of work that needs to be done in an office going forward. Sport, the person coaching football, well, we can think how that has changed several times, can't we? It's currently stopped, but it was stopped at the beginning, then it was allowed, then it was stopped, then it was allowed, and now it's currently stopped. Professional sport continues, if a Christian is on that front line. The elite football, Premier League, Division One, Championship, Newcastle are still playing, if at the time of recording their COVID count allows. But if you're a volunteer and it's just something you help out in, then your front line has changed. I could hear my neighbours coaching football from their garden via Zoom. That's a different front line again, isn't it? Outdoor, but via Zoom. We could say, though, a couple of things to consider in this changing frontline environment as you begin this series. Being a Christian in those places, on those front lines, normally a lot of social, informal type conversations can move to spiritual conversations. Now online, sometimes conversations are more structured and more geared towards getting an outcome. And there might be less room for the social conversations. And therefore, there might be less room for those social conversations to become spiritual. So is there something to pray about there? Is there something we can model there of having informal social conversations, even in a conference, Zoom, Microsoft Teams type meeting? Secondly, just as another example, in times of stress and uncertainty, it's often, it seems to me, the Christian on the front line who gets asked by their colleagues just for a listening ear or advice. They often tend to be somebody who's trusted to go to air one's concerns to. Now, right now is a time of deep uncertainty and anxiety for many. So we can anticipate that many of you watching will be the sort of go-to people for other people, your frontline friends, will go to you. So we can think about that and pray about that and prepare one another for that. The point is, when you look at this series, it still works. Lots of churches all around the country have been doing this Frontline Sunday series even since COVID. I heard just yesterday of a church in Leeds who've done it in COVID times and really appreciated it. And the message we're getting is it still absolutely works and it's still helpful. The point is we still have frontlines, and as you go along, it's good to consider how they may have changed and how some of the challenges and opportunities may also have changed. So how does that relate to this passage then? How does it relate to the Great Commission? Well, as I say, it contains some things that your church and mine would hold dear, that all authority is given to Jesus, that we're to go to all nations, that we're to baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and Jesus promising to be with us always to the very end of the age. We can think of the idea that we're called to go, first of all, and we can say, well, maybe in this current time we've been called to go in different ways. Where we go might be more limited physically, but might be less limited, might be more limitless online. Many people would say that that phrase should be translated as you go. One Bible translation translates it wherever you go. So can we think of it that way in these lockdown times? Wherever you go, go baptizing, go making disciples, go being a follower of Jesus in that sense. There's also one other important aspect that I think particularly speaks to being a disciple of Jesus wherever you are. It's a short sentence, this Great Commission from Jesus, all one sentence, and he's playing on the word all, though we miss it, I think, in our translation, most English translations of the Bible. Jesus uses the word all four times. All authority, we have that in our translation. Go to all nations, and then it says, obey all I've commanded you to do. Our translation says everything. And then it says, in our translation, and surely I'm with you always. And when I think of the word always there, I think Jesus is saying, my immediate thought is Jesus is saying, I'm with you now, and I promise to be with you now, and I'm with you in eternity. But actually, it's the fourth all. There are three words in that last sentence, which we translate all. Jesus says, and surely I'm with you all the days. Now, if he's with us all the days, that means he's with us in good days and bad days. It means he's with me now and in eternity. It means he's with me on my front line. Whether it's going well or terribly or just averagely, he's with me all the days. My prayer for all of us as we look at this Frontline Sunday series, as you look at this Frontline Sunday series, is it will really resonate with you. And you will discover the recommissioning from Jesus, that as you go, you're to go representing him as his disciple, seeking to make other disciples, recognizing the promise of Jesus, that however your frontline has changed or not changed, he is with you all the days. God bless you, Whitley Baptist Church. Hope to see you in 3D one day.
We're coming to the end of our service now, and I want to say a big thank you firstly to Ken Benjamin for sharing with us today, and to everyone else who's made today's service possible. I hope that you felt encouraged and inspired by this time together. But don't let it end there. What might God be saying to you today? I'd really like to encourage you to take some time to think this week about where your frontline might be. How might your frontline have changed during the last 12 months? And how might God want you to live on your particular frontline? So let's pray together. Let the grace of Christ redeem you. The power of Christ renew you. The example of Christ inspire you. and the love of Christ shine from you. Go in faith to walk his way and to make him known to his glory. Amen.